ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch?
Well, joining us is Wenli Ma, Nightlife's resident critic and observer of everything on the big and small screens. Wenli, good evening to you. Welcome back.
Hello.
House of Dynamite was good, wasn't it?
Wasn't it so tense? Have you heard this story today about the Pentagon saying that the 61% success rate for an anti-ballistic missile is inaccurate?
No spoilers here. This is not a spoiler.
But it's not a spoiler. It's in all the things.
Yeah.
They're claiming, the American government is claiming it's 100% successful, which to me seems very silly.
Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's called House of Dynamite. Catherine Bigelow's the director. And, it's a pretty, I think, convincing not expose, but run through of what would happen if a nuclear missile was headed towards the United States.
It's terrifying.
Check it out. All right, now let's get into this week's. First up, welcome to Derry. What's this all about?
This is a prequel to It, as in Pennywise the Clown, the Stephen King stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously the movies were remade in 2017 and 2019. So we had It and It Chapter 2. They were very successful. Andy Muschietti was the director. And so he and his team have created a prequel series based on, conversations they actually had with Stephen King during the production of the film, sort of peppering him with like, so what is the origin of Pennywise? What really happened there? And they realized there was just a lot more story to be told. And what they've really done is they've adapted the things that were in King's novel called the interludes, which have never really been adapted for in any of the movies before. And it's about the history of Derry, this town that is seems to be, you know, at the convergence point of this supernatural force that is so malevolent, this child-eating, murderous force, where every 27 years something cataclysmic happens in the town. And so it goes back 27 years to 1962. This is the first season. The plan is for 3 seasons, and then the next 2 seasons will go to 1935 and then 1908. And it's just, you know, if you like Stephen King and you like to be scared and you like a bit of gore and you like, you know, monsters with baby faces on them that really absolutely I'm not great with horror, so I only want to see that at 10 o'clock in the morning with the windows open. Then it's got a lot of those scares. And that first episode ends with a sequence that basically very much declaratively tells you we're not messing around.
All right, here's a bit from it.
We're renting a house in town. 8 years living on base, I just think my missus is ready for a little taste of normal.
Well, if normal is what you're after, you two are going to love Derry.
You don't like it much down here, do you, Ms. Handler?
You know, it's hard not to miss the things you leave behind.
We're getting into the swing of it, though. It's starting to feel like home.
Things happen here. We don't really talk about it. No one does.
They never even found a body. But maybe we could figure out what really happened to him.
Could have been a drifter.
Do you think somebody could kidnap a kid and keep him underground? In the sewers?
Well, I don't know.
It's very scary, but I do think it's very clever in the way it weaves together this, you know, horror, supernatural horror threat with racism and nuclear warfare and kind of the fear of the Cold War, because 1962 is a very interesting year in American history.
It was. Stars for Welcome to Derry?
Three and a half.
Where do we see it, by the way?
It's on HBO Max.
Okay, HBO Max. Alrighty, now, Good Fortune. This is an action fantasy romance with Keanu Reeves in it.
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's a comedy drama, bit of romantic subplot. It was a very charming film. This is actually directed and written by and starring Aziz Ansari, who is an American comedian who was on Parks and Recreation, and then he created Master of None as well, which is a show that I absolutely adore and sort of really marks that early Halcyon era of really good Netflix shows. So he has done this movie, and he, with Keanu Reeves and with Seth Rogen. And I would say it's kind of like a cross between Trading Places, Wings of Desire, and It's a Wonderful Life. Mm. So it is set in Los Angeles in the present day, and the lead character is a guy named Arj, who Ansari plays, and he's a gig economy worker. So he, you know, basically does sort of air taskery things, food delivery things, all these little bits and pieces, and he works really hard, but he cannot seem to scrape together even enough money to not be sleeping in his car. And then Keanu Reeves plays this guardian angel whose job actually is only to stop people from getting into car accidents while texting. And he sees Arj and he's like, how do I make this life guy's life better? And what he ends up doing is he swaps Arj's life with that of Jeff, this sort of very, very wealthy tech investor dude. And you know, the theory is like money is not going to solve all your problems, but actually money does solve Arj's problems. And it's just an exploration of, you know, really these vulnerable workers, but through this comedy and the fact that Keanu Reeves is playing this very sweet, very naive, quite a little bit dumb angel. And I think, you know, we all know Keanu from like Parenthood and Bill and Ted, and he does that kind of role so well.
Yes, money can't buy your love, huh? Well, here's a clip from the trailer.
Can you keep a secret? I'm an angel.
See the wings?
And I switched Arj's life.
He can't sleep here.
With Jeff's life.
Switch back, or this angel man will send you to hell forever. Smite him!
That's actually not my department.
Why did you do this?
I tried to show him that wealth wouldn't solve all his problems.
And now look at you.
It seems to have solved most of his problems.
You have to get Arj to go back. And until you do, I have to take your wings.
I'm fired?
You're human.
How will I know when I'm done chewing?
Oh, you've never eaten anything before.
I think you'll just know. Just eat the hamburger.
There you go. You're a big boy, huh?
No, I'm a big boy.
Yes, it's called Good Fortune. Where do we see it?
It's in cinemas on Thursday.
Cinemas from Thursday. Okay, and stars?
3.5. You know, I love this trio. I love this trio of Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The three of them just work together really, really well. I just want to hang out with them all day.
Mm. Okie doke. Now, finally, Nobody Wants This, Series 2.
Did you see the first season?
No, I did not.
So the first season came out last year, and it's a rom-com series. It's on Netflix with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. It is about a woman who is an agnostic, at best, sex podcaster, and she meets a rabbi at a dinner party, and the two hit it off, and they have this, you know, the challenges of a culture clash and also his job necessitating that she needs to convert to Judaism before, you know, for it to be serious. And the first season was this absolutely, you know, refreshing, came out of nowhere series that everyone fell in love with because they had just such great chemistry. And everybody was very much anticipating the return of this show, as was I. And I have to say, I just don't think the season two was as winning. I mean, there is actually a lot about the show this season that I like, because they expanded the world out a bit and they deepened the supporting characters. And I actually really liked the way they told the stories of, you know, her sister and also his brother and his sister-in-law. In fact, actually those two, Timothy Simons from Veep and Jackie Tone from Glow, I think are the MVPs of this season. But my problem with this current season is that the central romantic pairing, I just could not support them anymore. I couldn't get behind them. I didn't want to see them end up together. And Noah, the character Adam Brody plays, who is meant to be, you know, this wonderful, sensitive boyfriend guy, ends up being this guy where I'm like, you know what? Red flag. Because I don't understand. I can't support this romantic hero who's, you know, has this condition that she has to convert her religion for him to be with her. I'm like, that is a huge problem for me.
Yeah. You've never been in this situation, I guess.
No, to be fair, I haven't, thankfully. But also because they just kept rehashing the same thing from the previous season. I'm like, this is a bit tiring now.
All right, Nobody Wants This Season 2. We'll play a little bit from this. Is a little bit from the trailer.
I want couple stationery.
Ooh.
I want you to say, I got to check with the boss.
Of course I got to check with the boss.
And of course the answer is going to be no.
Breaking news, you're in a psychotically annoying relationship. Way to make all our single listeners feel bad. that a relationship isn't solid until you're out of the honeymoon phase. When you merge your lives and you blend your friends.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
What a special moment for the three of us to share.
I believe it on the line. See you cutting down all the things you like.
Noah and I are figuring out how to be a we.
Ew.
Smiling like
hello.
So you're converting to Judaism?
No, we're going to do the whole, like, interfaith thing.
Well. Do you guys want to sidebar this till after dinner?
Talked about the kid thing yet?
These would be rabbis' kids. What's that like?
No Santa, like praying for fun?
Hope we haven't gotten that far. Oh
my God, no Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. Nobody wants this, stars?
2.5. I want this less.
Okay, want this less. And where, if you wanted to see it, where would you see it?
That's on Netflix.
On Netflix, okay. All right, Wenli, always great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.